The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, by William Shakespeare. Act 1, Scene 5, Another Part of the Platform. Enter Ghost and Hamlet.
Where wilt thou lead me? Speak, I'll go no further.
Mark me.
I will.
My hour is almost come, when I to sulphurous and tormenting flames must render up myself.
Alas, poor ghost!
Pity me not, but lend thy serious hearing to what I shall unfold.
Speak, I am bound to hear.
So art thou to revenge when thou shalt hear.
What?
I am thy father's spirit, doomed for a certain term to walk the night, and for the day confined to waste and fires, so the foul crimes done in my days of nature are burnt and purged away. But that I am forbid to tell the secrets of my prison house, I could a tale unfold whose lightest word would harrow up thy soul, freeze thy young blood, make thy two eyes like stars start from their spheres, thy knotted and combined locks to part, and each particular hair to stand upon end, like quills upon the fretful porcupine. But this eternal blazon must not be to ears of flesh and blood. List, list, O list, if thou didst ever thy dear father love.
O God!
Revenge his foul and most unnatural murder.
Murder.
Murder most foul is in the best it is, but this most foul strange and unnatural.
Haste me to note that I, with wings as swift as meditation or the thoughts of love, may sweep to my revenge.
I find thee apt. And duller shouldst thou be than the fat weed that roots itself in ease on Lethe wharf, wouldst thou not stir in this. Now, Hamlet, hear. 'Tis given out that sleeping in mine orchard a serpent stung me, so the whole ear of Denmark is by a forged process of my death rankly abused. But know, thou noble youth, the serpent that did sting thy father's life now wears his crown.
Oh, my prophetic soul! My uncle!
Aye, that incestuous, that adulterate beast, with witchcraft of his wit, with traitorous gifts, O wicked wit and gifts that have the power so to seduce, won to his shameful lust the will of my most seeming virtuous queen. O Hamlet, what a falling off was there! From me, whose love was of that dignity that it went hand in hand even with the vow I made to her in marriage, and to decline upon a wretch whose natural gifts were poor to those of mine. But virtue, as it never will be moved, though lewdness courted and a shape of heaven, so lust, though to a radiant angel linked, will sate itself in a celestial bed and prey on garbage. But soft, methinks I scent the morning air. Brief let me be. Sleeping within mine orchard, my custom always in the afternoon. Upon my secure hour, thy uncle stole, with juice or cursed heaven and in a vial, and in the porches of mine ears did pour the leprous distillment, whose effect holds such an enmity with blood of man that, swift as quicksilver, it courses through the natural gates and alleys of the body, and with a sudden vigor it doth posset and curd, like eager droppings into milk the thin and wholesome blood, so did it mine, and a most instant tetter barked about, most lazar-like with vile and loathsome crust all my smooth body. Thus was I sleeping, by a brother's hand, of life, of crown, of queen, at once dispatched, cut off even in the blossoms of my sin, unhouseled, disappointed, unannaled, no reckoning made, but sent to my account with all my imperfections on my head. Oh, horrible! Oh, horrible, most horrible! If thou hast nature in thee, bear it not! Let not the royal bed of Denmark be a couch for luxury and damned incest. But howsoever thou pursuest this act, taint not thy mind, nor let thy soul contrive against thy mother aught. Leave her to heaven, and to those thorns that in her bosom lodge, to prick and sting her. Fare thee well at once. The glowworm shows the matin to be near, and gins to pale his ineffectual fire. Adieu, adieu, Hamlet, remember me.
Exit Ghost.
Oh, all you host of heaven! Oh, earth! What else? Then shall I couple hell? Oh, fie! Hold my heart, and you, my sinews, grow not instant old, but bear me stiffly up. Remember thee. Ay, thou poor ghost, while memory holds a seat in this distracted globe, remember thee? Yea, from the table of my memory I'll wipe away all trivial fond records, all saws of books, all forms, all pressures past that youth and observation copy there, and thy commandment all alone shall live within the book and volume of my brain, unmixed with baser matter. Yes, by heaven! O most pernicious woman, O villain, villain smiling, damned villain! My table's meat, it is, I set it down. One may smile and smile and be a villain. At least I am sure it may be so in Denmark.
Writing.
So, uncle. There you are. Now to my word. It is adieu, adieu. Remember me. I have sworn.
Within.
My lord, my lord.
Lord Hamlet.
Heaven secure him.
So be it.
Within.
Hello! Ho, 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 my lord!
Hello, ho, ho, boy! Come, bird, come!
Enter Horatio and Marcellus.
How is it, my noble lord?
What news, my lord?
Oh, wonderful!
Could my lord tell it?
No, you'll reveal it.
Not I, my lord, by heaven!
Nor I, my lord.
How say you, then? Would heart of man once think it? But you'll be secret?
Aye, by heaven, my lord.
There's ne'er a villain dwelling in all Denmark, but he's an errant knave.
There needs no ghost, my lord, come from the grave to tell us this.
Why, right. You are the right. And so, without more circumstance at all, I hold it fit that we shake hands and part. You, as your business and desire shall point you, for every man has business and desire such as it is, and for mine own poor part, look you, I'll go pray.
These are but wild and whirling words, my lord.
I'm sorry if they offend you. Heartily. Yes, faith, heartily.
There's no offence, my lord.
Yes, by St. Patrick, but there is, Horatio, and much offence, too. Touching this vision here, it is an honest ghost, that, let me tell you. For your desire to know what is between us, or master it as you may. And now, good friends, as you are friends, scholars, and soldiers, give me one poor request.
What is, my lord? We will.
Never make known what you have seen tonight.
My lord, we will not.
Nay, but swear it.
In faith, my lord, not I.
Nor I, my lord, in faith.
Upon my sword.
We have sworn, my lord, already.
Indeed? Upon my sword, indeed.
Beneath.
Ha, oh, boy, sayst thou so? Art thou there, true penny? Come on, you hear this fellow in the cellarage consent to swear.
Propose the oath, my lord.
Never to speak of this that you have seen. Swear by my sword.
Beneath.
Ah, hicke to peek, eh? Then we'll shift our ground. Come hither, gentlemen, and lay your hands again upon my sword. Never to speak of this that you have heard. Swear by my sword.
Beneath.
Well said, old mole. Canst work of the earth so fast, worthy pioneer. Once more remove, good friends.
Oh, day and night, but this is wondrous strange.
And therefore, as a stranger, give it welcome. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. But come, here, as before, never, so help you mercy, how strange or odd soe'er I bear myself, as I perchance hereafter shall think meet to put an antic disposition on, that you, at such times seeing me, never shall, with arms encumbered thus, or this head shake, or by pronouncing of some doubtful phrase, as, well, well, we know, or we could, and if we would, or if we list to speak, or there be, and if they might, or such ambiguous giving out note, that you know aught of me, this not to do, so grace and mercy at your most need help you, Swear.
Beneath.
Swear.
Rest, rest, perturbed spirit.
They swear.
So, gentlemen, with all my love I do commend me to you. And what so poor a man as Hamlet is may do, to express his love and friending to you, God willing, shall not lack. Let us go in together, and still your fingers on your lips, I pray. The time is out of joint. Oh, cursed spite, that ever I was born to set it right. Nay, come, let's go together.
Exeunt. End of Act 1.